Someone once said, "Salvation excels all the miracles ever wrought." There's no greater miracle than the miracle of a changed heart and life. Let's hear one such miracle.
Hi, my name is Steven. I grew up in a conservative city in Latin America, then moved to continue my studies. In my new city, there was another reality that I hadn't seen before. I saw how the officials were permitting assassinations. I saw hundreds of children die of hunger, while at the same time the government spent millions to buy arms. You couldn't protest openly or they would shoot you. So I ended up in a guerrilla group at my university. We burned buses and cars in the beginning, and they soon promoted me. I was willing to die for my cause, the cause of the people. With more risky action and intensive training, I climbed up in the organization ladder until I had more than 100 others under my command. After 1 year, we undertook a commando attack in which 3 of my best friends got killed, and also a girl who was very close to me. Soon, 2 other companions were killed in the city where I was studying. I witnessed how the police killed one of them by blowing him up with dynamite. After that, I was really confused and in a state of shock. I asked for some time off because I wasn't in a condition to command anything. At that very time, I saw a couple and their children singing in a park, very happy. And I was dumbfounded by the fact that even in spite of the way things were, someone could enjoy life. I sat down to listen to the message they brought to me and to the world, a message of love. They talked with me about Jesus and invited me to visit them. In their home, I prayed with them to receive Jesus into my life, and he gave love, understanding, and peace to my troubled, aching heart. I immediately went out and started telling others about Jesus and had a marvelous time. I asked for my discharge from the guerrilla group, and the Lord spared me from any problem with them. Each day I went out in the power of the Spirit of love to change the world with the best method. The love of God. I found that love can do what the force of arms cannot do. It changes the root of the problem by transforming men's hearts.
God will take care of you through every day along the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Do you know the God of miracles? Do you have his miracle-working power in your life? His love is waiting to miraculously transform your life too, if you'll just ask his son, Jesus, into your heart. He says, "He that believes in me shall not die, but have everlasting life." If you receive Jesus and his free gift of eternal life and salvation, death will be the most wonderful miracle of all, for you will wake up alive and well and young and strong, free forever from this mud-bound temporal existence, free forever to revel in the joys and wonders of that great eternal heavenly kingdom that lies beyond.